Welcome to KBPS on PRP, a show featuring local news, music, and conversations, produced by students from AM 1450 KBPS, the Portland Public Schools radio station. I'm your host, Joe Anderson. You're listening to KBPS on PRP, with your FM dial tuned to 99.1. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland, or streaming online from any computer at prp.fm. KBPS on PRP, a new hour-long show featuring KBPS students on Portland Radio Project.
British Fleetwood Mac singer, songwriter, and keyboardist Christine McVie, whose cool, soulful contrast helped define classics like You Make Love and Fun, Everywhere, and Don't Stop, has died at the age of 79. She was born in 1943 in Bath, Lincolnshire. Her death was announced on the group's social media accounts on Wednesday. The cause of death and other details were not immediately available, but a family statement said that she passed peacefully in a hospital with her family by her side after a short illness. She was truly one of a kind, special, and talented beyond measure, said the band on social media. Fleetwood Mac started off as a blues band in London during the 60s, but evolved into one of the most defining pop rock bands of the 70s, with the star-studded lineup of musicians like Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, John McVie, founder Mick Fleetwood, and, of course, Christine McVie. The band sold tens of millions of records at their commercial peak from 1975 through to the 80s. Christine had been playing the piano since her childhood, and in her 20s joined a band by the name of Chicken Shack. While she enjoyed performing for them, it was a rival band that caught her eye. The band would be Fleetwood Mac, and by 1970 she had joined the band and married John McVie. Eventually they would break up, along with Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, which was famously the inspiration behind their best-selling album, Rumors. She was loved and will be missed by not only the members of Fleetwood Mac, but by her friends, families, and fans like me from all around the world. This is Giovanna Ferraggiaro, and you're tuned to Portland Radio Project.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give.
Go your own way. You can call it enough. want to let you know you are invited to a very special holiday concert that's happening right here at the Marshall High School Auditorium on Sunday, December 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. And the performance is put on by the Rose City Pride Band and their Wind Symphony. And with us is Denny from Rose City Pride Band. Denny, thank you so much for taking a minute to talk with us.
Thank you, Jacob. It's nice to be here.
First of all, for our listeners who might not be familiar with Rose City Pride and your band and the Wind Symphony and the marching band, tell us everything. Tell us about who you are and how long have you been doing this?
Right. So the mission of the Rose City Pride Bands is to create a welcoming space for the members and allies of the LGBTQ plus communities to form connections through music. And our platforms are Wind Symphony, where we have on average of 35 to 60 members. We have a marching program or a pride pep band program that can be up to around 100 members. And then we have a swing band, which is around 20 members. We were formed in the late 80s and became a nonprofit in 1990. So in 2020, during the lockdown, we had our 30th anniversary. That's a little bit about who we are. Music is a universal language. It's one of those things that no matter where you're from or what culture you're in or how you were brought up or what environment you're in currently, it provides an avenue for an uplifting, feel-good experience. And different styles, different rhythms, tempos, notes, all provide avenues for us to get connected to each other through the avenue of music and musical performance. And one of the fortunate things about coming to a program like the one on December 18th is that it's live music. Some of the music on this performance will feel very familiar and some of it might feel very brand new. And that's what we're hoping to bring to the program on Sunday.
That's beautiful, Denny. And I was looking at your website, and I think I read something along the lines that you kind of have an open, like your group is open to other musicians. If somebody plays an instrument and maybe wants to join your group or your band, can people do that, or how do they do that?
That's correct. We're a completely non-audition organization currently. We have open seating, so anybody's welcome to come in and sit in for a rehearsal. We have programs. The symphony has programs that start January through June and then August through December. And then the swing band rehearses and performs all year long. And the swing band has a limited number of seats, and the proficiency to be in that group is a little bit higher caliber. The Wind Symphony, we, if anybody knows, the grade levels of music tend to play in the grade level of 4 and 5 music, although the holiday programs tend to be a little bit more light fare, like grades 2 and 3. So it's a little bit more accessible. The Pride program is, park and bark music. We sit at the Portland Marathon and play a marathon of music all day long, or we'll participate in AIDS Walk Portland, or we'll do the Portland Pride Parade. And it's usually stand tunes that are completely approachable by anybody. I had a 17-year break between playing music before I joined up again, and it took me only a handful of months to get really comfortable once again. It's like riding a bike.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's beautiful. And we do have the concert coming up here on December 18th at Marshall High School Auditorium in Southeast Portland. The concert is free, and it's anyone is welcome to come and enjoy it. But you also do have a little table out front, and you accept donations if anybody wants to donate to help support you, right?
That's correct. In 2015, we changed our model to make all of our concerts available at no cost to anybody who wants to come and listen. It opened up avenues for outreach in communities that didn't have access and accessibility to go to performances. If we look at like the most recent stuff, you know, concert tickets are pricey, and trying to bring a family of four to go see a concert can be pretty stressful on a financial level, especially during the holidays. And so we like to offer up no cost to the folk that like to come and listen, just as an avenue for people to have access to music.
I want to mention again, the next upcoming concert is happening here at Marshall High School in the auditorium, Southeast Portland, on Sunday, December 18th from 2 to 4 p.m., a special holiday concert put on by Rose City Pride Band Wind Symphony. It's a free show. All are welcome. And I cannot thank you enough for bringing more music into our lives. It's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it very much. I know, I'm sure some of our listeners and concert goers appreciate what you do too.
Great. Thank you.
Again, thank you so much, Denny, for taking the time to chat with us. Really appreciate it, and happy to help get the word out about your bands and your and what you're doing, and definitely want to let folks know about this concert. Now, here is a couple minutes of the last concert that you played right here at Benson High School at the Marshall campus. This concert took place last month in November, and this is just about 5 minutes or so of what the Rose City Pride Band Wind Symphony sounds like. It give you an idea of what the holiday show coming up might sound like as well. Thanks for listening to KBPS on PRP. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hi, PRP listeners. My name is Vijay C. As you may have heard, Salt and Straw is planning to move their factories and offices out of Portland, Oregon. This is due to some recent crime activity down in Southeast, and I'm here to tell you my opinions on it. Personally, Salt and Straw is an ice cream company that's been around for, well, basically my whole life. I've grown up alongside their weird and quirky ice cream types, something with blue cheese, something with lavender. They always seem to find a new way to spice it up. Now, I've always been proud of them as a Oregon native, that we have a company that we can look to and say, look, we did that. That came from us. Hearing that Salt and Straw is going to be maybe leaving their stuff. Now, nothing's set in stone. Nothing's been solidly confirmed. But just the thought of it really breaks my heart. Crime in Southeast due to homeless activity is really reaching some unfortunate highs. And I hope more things like this don't continue to happen. That was all for me, reporting from KBPS for the Portland Radio Project.
You're listening to KBPS on Portland Radio Project. If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Now through December 31st, PRP is part of Willamette Week Give Guide fundraising campaign, where donors can support their favorite nonprofits and get some awesome incentives in return. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart.
Hey, this is Oscar Kerman. Today I'm here with Owen, Kayvon, and Obi. You guys want to introduce yourself and say hi?
Yeah, hi, I'm Owen. I go to Benson, and we're about to be talking about some shoes.
Hey, I'm Kayvon with KBPS and Portland Radio Project. I got Cartier glasses on.
Hey, I'm joining Oscar, Owen, and Kayvon today. My name's Obi. I'm a construction major at Benson High School, and we're going to be talking about some shoes today.
Nice. Today we are, the main topic is the Air Jordan Lost and Founds.
Ooh.
Man, what a shoe.
Just released the
re-released.
November 18th. They're the Air Jordan 1 Highs in the Chicago colorway, but they have a few special things about them. Kayvon, you want to talk about them?
Well, for one, like the day or two after they, you know, re-released, they already went up in price to like, what, $500, $600?
Yeah, and I got a pair for $180 on the sneakers app, but they, like you said, the price already is going up. Obi, you have anything to say about them?
Yeah, I'm looking at SockX right now, and they've been going down in price.
Going that's down? Actually good.
By the end of the year, I think someone will be able to get them for $350, likely.
That's pretty good. You know, it's more accessible to more people. I don't know if you guys heard, but I saw this on Instagram and Twitter, a few other stuff, about the mold problem with them.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
about that. Specifically on size 10.5 to 15, only on those pairs, through those sizes, mold would be growing on the cracked leather on the upper.
Can these people like get another pair or anything, or how does that work when they have mold on their shoe?
Well, Nike was offering refunds, but they were not replacing the shoes. So their alternative people, if they got it moldy, they were cleaning them and then reselling them on StockX at kind of a lower price. So I think that might be what's causing the dip right now in the price, because you know, they were $600, $700 right as the release came out, and I believe since a lot of pairs got mold, you know, people are just, you know, cleaning the mold off, trying to get them out of their hands as quick as possible.
Well, us at KBPS and Portland Radio Project, we are going to research what is making those shoes moldy for you guys.
Owen, you have any thoughts to say?
Man, mold on shoes. What are what is wrong with Nike as a corporation today? They're really lazy nowadays. Like, their shoes just aren't up to par as what they used to be. In my personal opinion, I feel like Nike could be doing a lot better at, you know, just making their shoes more wearable and, you know, just more higher quality. Like, I don't see why this dip in quality is happening now when Nike has been, you know, doing so well before. Financially, yeah, exactly. Literally financially.
Yeah.
They're like one of the biggest brands basically ever for shoes. So I don't know why they don't have the money to spend on making their shoes quality.
To piggyback off what Owen said, a couple pairs this year have been seeing a lot of mold. A lot of the Jordan 4s that have released this year.
Purple ones?
The 4s?
The Amamaniers, a lot of those pairs actually got mold.
Yeah, I saw a cousin of mine got them.
Did he get mold on them?
Yeah, he got mold on them, yeah.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Did Nike do anything? Give him a refund?
No, bro, they don't care.
That's the thing, they don't care.
I think there's a lot Nike could be doing to solve this mold issue about, like, you know, just giving people new pairs and making a lot more pairs. But it's a crazy thing if Nike knows about this issue, which I believe they do. It's still crazy to me that, you know, they haven't got this issue solved.
Yeah, I don't see how they're going forth with all these releases if they don't have any way of guaranteeing any standard.
Yeah, well, the only thing really that they have been doing is I have seen on, you know, the Nike app, sneakers app, they have been canceling people's orders. And when people ask why, it's because of the mold issue.
Are there any other shoes that you know of that are coming out in recent time?
Yeah, well, the holidays, you know, there's always a Jordan 11 that releases. And this is the first time they're doing the Jordan 11 Cherry colorway. It normally was a low as a retro, but this is the first time they're doing it as a Jordan 11 High Cherry.
Ooh, I might have to cop that one.
I might have to take a look at those. Those sound nice.
Yeah, I'm going to take a peek, too.
Yep. Other shoes releasing. I think around December 28th, the Air Jordan 2 Chicagos should be coming out, too. These are very popular.
Twos are, I'd like to say, my favorite Jordan. You know, and I think they're underrated for what they should be. I think they're a very nice just shoe, you know?
Yeah, my personal favorite, I like the Air Jordan 3s, 15s, and 5s. Those are personal favorites. Kayvon, what about you?
Me personally, I would either go with some 1s or 4s. 3s are actually also very nice. And an underrated shoe, in my opinion, are probably the 10s. Not a lot of people talk about Jordan 10s.
Yeah, the 10s are really nice. Obi, you?
Yeah, personally, I think I had to lean towards the Jordan 4s right now. They're really comfy. But if I were to go fully off looks, maybe the Jordan 1's edged on that. But I think don't seem to talk about the Jordan 5's.
Yeah.
Jordan 5's are really nice.
Jordan 5's are really comfortable, too. Speaking of Jordan 5's, the DJ Khaled just came out.
Yeah.
My dad was actually able to hit a pair of the, I believe the colorway is called the Crimson Bliss. Those are the only ones available to the public. The other three are friends and family colorways.
And with us right now is Oscar Batistez. Hello. He's got a pair of these new Lost and Found Jordans. What can you say about these Jordans?
They're really comfortable. I like them. And the one thing I would say is the insoles are white. So make sure to swap out your insoles and put something dark because you don't want to stain or you don't want to make your insoles grimy.
Oscar just said that. Yeah. Okay. So that's Oscar's input. And, you know, I feel like this has been a good talk about some Jordans, you know.
I think
we should wrap this up now.
I think we could be back next week and, you know, dropping some sneaker news, what shoes came out recently.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys for joining us. This has been Oscar, Owen, and
Kayvon.
Obi.
Yep. Thank you guys for joining us on this week's PRP.
Well, another KBPS sportscasting basketball season is getting ready to tip off. We've got our first games of the year this week on AM 1450 KBPS. And in studio to give us a special season preview is none other than the voice you hear during the games. He is our KBPS sportscasting manager and lead play-by-play announcer, Benson grad and all-around super-duper awesome good guy, Mr. Sean Phillipson. Sean, great to see you. How you doing?
Great to see you too, Jacob. I'm doing great. Basketball season is closing in, and we're hoping we're having a great season for basketball.
Give our listeners a little, preview of kind of what you're anticipating this year. Are there any big teams that you're watching? Are there any big standouts that are already jumping out at you?
We'll start with the girls' side. The Benson Texters, they have mixed a lot of seniors along. I think there are only two seniors for the Texters this year. Anna Brown is one of them, and Malaya LeSueur the other, from that 2019 championship squad. They'll be providing the leadership. Mahogany will be back. They missed her presence, the Texters, with her injury late going into the playoffs. So I'm expecting nothing more than the Texters continuing to become the team to beat in the PIL. They haven't lost a league game in, I think, 2 years plus. So I would expect them to continue their streak. I could definitely see the Jefferson Democrats make a run for their money to dethrone or make it as competitive in the PIL standings and in the league title in girls play. So I'm expecting both schools, Jeff and Benson, to battle it out for that PIL title come February near the end of the year. For the boys' side, there's a lot of mixed bags with how things are with who's going to come out on top. We've done a game together where we've seen Lincoln with the Saroni brothers, Celie Roberts, the head coach, also for Lincoln. She has been doing a great job keeping Moroni and Malachi, keeping a level head on both of them to maybe make a deep run in the PIL playoffs this year. I could see them becoming a top three team. Grant with a new head coach, Dondrell Campbell, who used to coach Cleveland, who led Cleveland to their first league title in boys basketball in about 60 years. So the acquisition of Dondrell Campbell will be very needed for Grant, because Robert Key, who coached Grant, he left to coach Wes Lynn. And it's going to be interesting to see how things are in the PIL. There's a lot of unknowns with who's going to be the top team. I think Lincoln could be the top team. Grant is right there neck and neck with them. Adrian Mosley, that was the guy I was thinking of. Adrian Mosley, who was a great standout for Grant, also left to go play for Robert Key at Wes Lynn. So Grant's going to lose a little bit of their defense on the inside and the outside touch, which Mosley did provide a lot great last year for the Grant Generals. So I see realistically Lincoln, Grant, and possibly Benson, depending on how good they are, with Kayvon Bradford. He is a senior this year. He's really improved his all-around game. And Dylan DeWong-Puchan, who's really been a great shooter for Benson. They'll need both boys will need to step up their game come the start of the year, especially against non-league competition. You would love to see the PIL for all boys and girls make a good, strong showing against non-league action.
You mentioned one thing, Sean, that caught my attention. I didn't realize that the Cleveland coach is now at Grant. I find that interesting. After just winning a championship with Cleveland, do you have any knowledge as to why the move from Cleveland to Grant after the Grant Warriors just won the basketball championship last year?
I do not. Only Dondrell Campbell knows. I recall reading an article on the change. And I think Dondrell had a sit-down talk with his Cleveland roster indicating that I'm going to be leaving to go to Grant. And I'm sure It was very disappointing to hear that from the coach that led Cleveland to a state title in the PIL in 60 years. So for him to take that next step up to Coach Grant, you know, that really speaks evidence on what Campbell wants to do in the future, and maybe lead Grant to a bigger run in that retrospect.
Oh, it'd be interesting to see how Grant does this year. Maybe we'll see, you know, was it the coach or was it the players at Cleveland last year? Are there any returning players for Cleveland this year, or was that championship team a lot of seniors that have moved on?
I think there were a few seniors that were on the team, but they played a significant role, but not quite impact players. So in a nutshell, I feel that Cleveland will have some players returning back this year. Of course, as of this recording, Cleveland does not have their current roster uploaded on OSAA, but I would imagine there will be, I say, a good 5 to 6 students returning back for the Warriors.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sean Phillipson. He is the KBPS Sportscasting Program Manager and lead play-by-play announcer for our sportscasting program on KBPS, and getting a in-depth preview of the upcoming winter basketball season that tips off, this week here on KBPS. You can find our sportscasting broadcast schedule at kbps.am. We'll be keeping that updated. Games are subject to change. There is a little bit of fluctuation that comes with games and times, but we will keep you updated with the latest. And Sean, you're planning to do, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 games a week pretty much throughout the whole winter season, right?
That's correct. I will be planning to do at least 2 to 3 games a week. There will be a couple of games this season that will be played on Saturday. We have a big event hosting at Franklin for the PIL showcase. That won't happen until January. I won't spoil the date, but there will be 6 games in one day that I will be covering, most definitely. And of course, for any sportscasting student within the Portland Public School bounds that wish to join me for some games to provide color, and who knows, out of a rare occasion, I might let them do play-by-play too, him or her. Feel free to join along for the ride. I love sharing the opportunity with students to not only help them improve their craft, but to have them have an identity on who they are as sportscasters. I take great pride every game to get all the notes I need for every game. It's usually about a couple days before the day of the game, to have rosters, to have pronunciations, which is very key, especially those from international bases that I like to have it in their native tongue, if possible, said correctly, among standings, starting lineups prior to tip-off. You know, all of those elements are very crucial when doing play-by-play. And those who do want to take action in that, be ready, because there's a lot of homework that goes into it.
Sean, you've got your Seahawks sweatshirt on. You're a sports guy. You're into all these things. Tell us a little bit about why you like doing sportscasting, and what is it about doing, you know, live sportscasting on air that you like?
Well, I like the prep work that goes into it, because if I come into a broadcast with little to no notes, it makes the broadcast unprofessional. And working for KBPS, I take, again, pride to make sure our listeners understand what is going on pregame, halftime, during the game, and postgame on the athletes. And for working and being a part of KBPS, we take great pride. I take great pride in making each broadcast be unbiased, especially with 2 PIL schools meeting with each other. Because, as you know, the broadcast is not about me. This is all about the students and what they're doing out there to perform. And my goal every game is not overshadowing the game by alone. I like to have it being able to paint that picture for our listeners, and have them, you know, cheer on their students, whether they're on the radio or on the internet, and go from there. It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
And it's really exciting. You know, we in a really good game, we really get into it. I know you get into it, and you do a great job. And that excitement comes through on the radio for listeners. And I'm sure that listeners really enjoy it.
Yes, they do. Football season was a bit of a rough patch this year with a lot of runaways and shutouts and blowouts. And I'm hoping with the selection of games I selected this year, there won't be many blowouts or shutouts. I love games being close down to the wire. Don't get me wrong. There are going to be times where we have those runaway scenarios where a team is already in firm control and won't relinquish the lead. And that happens across every sport, football, basketball, baseball, softball, you name it, it's going to happen. And you just have to be prepared to, again, have that tone of neutralness to for the listener to know this game is a runaway, but this is not a team that quits. And I say that just about some games where a team does not quit. It makes for a compelling game when you're hearing, yeah, this is a runaway for a team, but they're not going to quit. They're not going to go down lightly.
And just maintaining that professional reputation is always important. Anytime you're on air, if you're doing sportscasting or just announcing, and being a really good role model, Sean, you are the best. Is there anything else you want to add before we kind of wrap up our quick little basketball season preview? Anything else on your mind you want to chime in on?
Again, just the team previews. I have Lincoln, Grant, and possibly Jefferson. Now that Pat Strickland's back coaching the boys' side of Jeff after taking a year off to retire, in quotation marks, I would expect Jeff to be competitive. I don't think they'll be the top team to beat, granted how their roster is constructed, because before or maybe after Strickland left, they had a couple of really good players in Lamar Washington to think of one, and I can't remember the other, but they went down to play prep school in Arizona. And since then, they had a new coach, they had a losing record. And that never happens in our lifetime, you and me, Jacob, combined, to think that Jeff would have a under 500 record for a team like them being successful as it is. But I do expect Jeff to rebound. Following a two-win campaign, I think it was their fewest wins in a season on record in school history. So that will not happen again for a long while, to be sure. I'm expecting Lincoln, Grant, and Jeff to be the top teams. Benson, possible wild card, depending on how Earl Clark shapes up the roster for the Techmen.
Sean, thank you so much for coming in studio and sharing all of your brilliant insight and in-depth thoughts with us and giving us a great preview of the basketball season.
Thank you, Jacob. Always a pleasure.
Want to make sure, if you are listening, the KBPS Sportscasting Program is open to all Portland area high school students in the PPS district. If you are listening and know a high school student in Portland that likes sports or wants to try sportscasting, it is available to them. All you have to do is head over to our website, www.kbps.am, click on the sports tab. You will find my email. Just reach out to me via email. Let me know you want to go to the games, and I can send you some information, send you the schedule, and confirm that you'll be able to do the games with us. And we have opportunities for students not only to do on-air broadcasting with Sean, do play-by-play and color, but we also have new video production opportunities for students. We're going to start doing live video streaming of some of the games, and we need camera operators, we need video switchers, and we need a team of, you know, a handful of students, you know, half a dozen to a dozen students at each game. And we're looking for consistent commitment from students, and it's a great experience. It improves communication skills, And it's a lot of fun. So if you are interested in doing sports casting with KBPS, just head over to the website, kbps.am. And tune in to the games. Most games kick tip off around 7 o'clock. You can find the broadcast schedule on the website as well. And again, big tip of the hat and major thanks to the KBPS sports casting program manager and play-by-play announcer, Sean Phillipson. Thanks for listening. This is AM 1450 KBPS.
Y'all ready for this?
Hello, this is Jonathan from KBPS Portland. Lately, I've been sharing a lot of my own music, but today I'd like to share some of the music that I personally have been listening to. These tracks are German rap and house songs. I'm a native German speaker myself, coming from an immigrant German and Israeli household. I've been listening to these tracks lately as they're great to drive to, and I've been spending a lot of my time driving. The tracks are called Wärst du hier by Notorious Nasty, an artist who I've actually been working with lately, Bad Vibes by Eden, and Ghetto Ge by Capo. Enjoy.
Ich schrei deinen Namen durch die Nacht, lauf krank as fuck durch Clubs und such nach dir. Doch du bist nicht mehr da, am Horizont die ersten Strahlen, wärst du nur hier. Ich hör noch immer wie du sagst, pass auf wen du liebst. Mein Bauchgefühl sagt mir, ich werd langsam paranoid. Ich schrei deinen Namen durch die Nacht und wünsch mir du wärst hier. Wünsch mir, du wärst hier. Wünsch mir, du wärst hier. Zeit vergeht, mit dir blieb meine stehen. Viel zu viel passiert, jetzt ist zu spät. Warst ein Teil von mir, sollte wohl nicht sein. Lauf durch die Nacht und schrei deinen Namen seitdem jede Nacht. Wünsch mir, du wärst hier. Zeit vergeht, mit dir blieb meine stehen. Viel zu viel passiert, jetzt ist zu spät. Warst ein Teil von mir, sollte wohl nicht sein. Lauf durch die Nacht und schrei deinen Namen seitdem jede Nacht. Alle Geister, die ich rief, halten mich wach. Seh dein Gesicht, aber ich weiß, du bist nicht da. Seh tausend Lichter, lauf alleine durch die Stadt. Neonschilder tragen alle deinen Namen. Warum zum Teufel habe ich dir mal vertraut? Die Schachtel leer, ich kann nicht mehr, der Whisky auf. Seh deine Tür, aber ich weiß, sie geht nicht auf. Ob du noch hier wohnst, weiß ich auch nicht mehr genau. Wünsch mir, du wärst hier, Zeit vergeht. Mit dir blieb meine stehen. Viel zu viel passiert, jetzt ist zu spät. Warst ein Teil von mir, sollte wohl nicht sein. Lauf durch die Nacht und schrei deinen Namen seitdem jede Nacht. Wünsch mir, du wärst hier, Zeit vergeht. Mit dir blieb meine stehen. Viel zu viel passiert, jetzt ist zu spät. Warst ein Teil von mir, sollte wohl nicht sein. Lauf durch die Nacht und schrei deinen Namen seitdem jede Nacht.
Sie hat Bad Vibes. Schade, Mann, dein Booty kann nicht echt sein. Die Kleine ist versaut, sie steht auf Bad Guys. Schade, deine Oma, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Und es geht na 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 na. Denn alles, was ich na 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 na. Denn immer aus dem Drama na 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 na. Mit die Melodie und na 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 na. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Schade, Mann, dein Booty kann nicht echt sein.
Die Kleine ist versaut, sie steht auf Bad Guys. Schau die deine Augen, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Schau die Mann, dein Booty kann nicht echt sein. Die Kleine ist versaut, sie steht auf Bad Guys. Schau die deine Augen, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Auf Endorphine, wir ziehen die ganze Nacht durch die Stadt. Ein bisschen mehr Antonin, wir sind seit Tagen schon wach. Ja, du und ich sind ein Team, wir machen Party bis 8. Bisschen verrückt und verliebt, wir bleiben wach die ganze Nacht. Und es geht na 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 na. Denn alles was ich na 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 na. Denn immer aus deinem Drama na 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 na. Mit die Melodie und na 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 na. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Schari, Mann, dein Booty kann nicht echt sein. Die Kleine ist versaut, sie steht auf Bad Vibes. Schari, deine Oma, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Ja, sie hat Bad Vibes. Schari, Mann, dein Booty kann nicht echt sein. Die Kleine ist versaut, sie steht auf Bad Vibes. Schari, deine Oma, sie hat Bad Vibes.
This is Malcolm from KBPS, and today we are going to be talking about the game formerly known as the Civil War between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers. This game was played last Saturday as Oregon State overcame a 31-10 deficit to defeat the Ducks, 38-34. Oregon State is an up-and-coming program and has become ranked for the first time since 2012. Now the question is, what should this rivalry be called? The Civil War isn't just one war, specifically the American War. The Civil War is basically just a war between two people that are come from the same area, the same place, the same. They're basically in the same community. And that's basically what this rivalry is from. Oregon State and Oregon are about 40 miles away in between each other, and they have a rivalry that's been going on for years and years and years. And basically, if you go into a store in Oregon, there's Beavers fans, there's Ducks fans, there's both. You know, it's the same place, basically. I mean, I understand that they're trying to get away from, like, the slavery aspect of the Civil War, which makes sense, but also this game has nothing to do with slavery or, like, has nothing that, like, specifies about slavery.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Now through December 31st, PRP is part of Willamette Week Give Guide fundraising campaign, where donors can support their favorite nonprofits and get some awesome incentives in return. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart. KBPS on PRP, the new student show airing on Portland Radio Project, featuring Benson High School KBPS radio students. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland and streaming worldwide from any computer at prp.fm. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Joe Anderson, and this has been an hour with KBPS on PRP.